The Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 15. At the end of every 7-year period, you will make a release, and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor will release that which he has lent to his fellow man. He will not exact it of his fellow man and his brother, because Yahweh's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may exact it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand will release. Nevertheless, there will be no poor with you, for Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it. If only you diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe to do all of this commandment which I command you this day. For Yahweh your God will bless you as he promised you, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow, and you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is with you a poor man, one of your brothers, inside any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your God gives you, you will not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you will surely open your hand to him, and will surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wants. You be careful not to base a thought in your heart, saying, "The 7th year, the year of release, is at hand," and your eye is evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cries to Yahweh against you, and it is sin to you. You will surely give to him, and your heart will not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing, Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work, and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you will surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the 7th year you will let him go free from you. And when you let him go free from you, you will not let him go empty. You will furnish him liberally out of your flock and out of your threshing floor and out of your wine press. As Yahweh your God has blessed you, you will give to him. And you will remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. And it will be, if he says to you, "I will not go out from you," because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you will take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he will be your slave forever. And also to your female slave you will do likewise. It will not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for to the double of the wages of a hired worker he has served you 6 years, and Yahweh your God will bless you in all that you do. All the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock you will sanctify to Yahweh your God. You will do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You will eat it before Yahweh your God year by year in the place which Yahweh will choose, you and your household. And if it has any blemish, as if it is lame or blind, any ill blemish whatever, you will not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You will eat it inside your gates. The unclean and the clean will eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the hart. Only you will not eat its blood. You will pour it out on the ground as water,